Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Pouring rain up in Otter Tail, Maxie. Now, when's the last time you were at the Governor's Fishing Opener one year, right?
Well, I covered many of them, yeah. I was up at Lake Osakis fishing the other day, or doing a little test fishing with Steve Carney, not too far from Otter Tail, probably about 45 minutes away. Beautiful day, pristine lake. We were out in a boat and just had a great time. And I've never fished on the Governor's Opener. I've just covered it a few times up at Breezy Point, up at Walker, was it Forest Lake, White Bear Lake it was one year.
The water was really low. Yeah, there's been a couple that have been in the Metro. White Bear, Waconia one year. It was
Travis Frank was the guide. Yep, absolutely.
That's
he guided Mark Dayton out there. Absolutely. Yep. I still got a jacket. For people that don't know, the reason Adam always wants to cover this is that the gift bag is unbelievable. And I still got
a
jacket. I didn't even realize that. It's a very comfortable winter-type jacket, and I wore it this winter. And I thought, you know, I got this a few years ago at the opening. I think it said, like, 2006 or something. I go, you got to be kidding me, man. That was that long ago, but it's a good jacket.
You're right. You get the swag bag. A couple of years, they had nice landing nets they gave you. I mean, you're right. That's the number one reason to cover the Governor's Fishing Opener.
This year they're talking about and talking to Steve Carney, because he lives up there not far from where you are, and he said it sounds like they're going to have as close to what we would know, Adam, you and I, as the normal Governor's Opener with festivities, and obviously with them lifting the lid on masks last night. I don't know if is that going to affect it much, or is it going to be business as usual? But it sounds like they're trying to have the real community affair.
There were things, though, that they had to scratch, like usually Friday night. So tonight they would have a big community picnic where they have kind of an outdoor party with a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's not happening early on. Okay. It's kind of too late in the game to have it. But pretty much anything that happened inside, too, they've scratched. So, like today, we're all outside. Luckily, they got some tents up to protect us from the rain. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see with the mask thing lifted, if maybe – some things change on the fly, but they plan this so far in advance. It was supposed to be here last year and they had to scrub it, so they're here this year. So lots of excited faces, though, for people who put a lot of work into this.
Good. That's what you want to see, right? Let's get her going,
And I was saying, I started the show by saying that fishing is about optimism. Oh boy, you can't wait. You forget about all those days you spent on the lake and you didn't catch anything. It's always you think you're going to go out and you're going to have, you're going to catch some fish. And it's the same kind of thing now that we're coming out of the pandemic. You got to get that optimism back. Optimism, not much optimism with our baseball club. They dropped three in a row.
Optimism and hope do going into the season. And boy, I was optimistic and bullish on this team. And
what's the number one problem? What's the number one problem, do you think?
It's still pitching, even though yesterday was 4-2. The relief corps, I don't think they trust the relief corps, and I think that weighs in with their starting pitching. And then but the other part is they're just not hitting home runs. This lineup, you brought these guys in, so you hit a bunch of home runs, and they Kepler hit one yesterday. That was a good sign. But in general, they need to hit three or four some days to win games, and they're not getting that. And they need Garber to hit home runs. They need Polanco's starting to come around a little bit to hit home runs. Donaldson has to be a power hitter. That's the way they're built. Don't steal bases. Just wait and hit a three-run homer, and they haven't had a three-run homer.
Yeah, really tough. And now the 10 games back. Like I said, you can't win the division early on, but you certainly can lose it, and that is a big hill to climb.
Yeah, I look at you know, these guys are supposed to be coming to their prime to really help them. Dobnek, Lewis, Thorpe, Stashek, they got to be better. They can't be sitting at AAA. You know, they're supposed to make that move now where you can count on them in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning, and they haven't come through. So I think they got to start making moves for relief pitchers, which isn't necessarily that difficult. That's why I was hoping they'd sign Brant Hand in the offseason, the Chask native that was available and signed with Washington from Cleveland, because you'd had him and Rogers back-to-back as left-handed almost closers. And obviously, you know, Robles has some life in his arm. He looked okay yesterday, but first he gives up the single and then the inherited runner scores. And so I just think they got a mess there with their pitching staff, and until they really settle in on that, they can't do the rest.
Hey, we got to run, but next hour I forgot about the Tim Pawlenty story about how he commented on his wife on your show.
That was at Breezy Point. Yeah, that was the year right. Breezy Point. Absolutely. Well, made national headlines on Sports to the Max. Yeah.
Don't spill the beans. We'll talk about that at 8:40. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
We'll catch up with you next hour. Mike Max, Sports to the Max every night, and we'll check in with him again next hour at 8:40. Eric Kep, if you know the name Kep, you know that name is synonymous with fishing. We'll talk to him. He's got a big job this week, and find out what it is coming up at 7:50. News Talk 830 WCCO. Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,